Roland, I just need the door fixed, okay? My family can't keep living like this. My wife and I, we have no privacy.
Okay, all right, I get what this is about. You and the wife want to bump the old uglies, huh?
I have no idea what that means.
Having a little problem down there below there, Johnny boy, huh?
No, there's no problem, Roland. I just need
right,
the locks
okay.
fixed.
Okay, I get it. I get it. Captain, you've been out to sea for a while. You want to bring the boat into port and maybe get your mast scrubbed? What are you guys down to now, like twice a day?
Okay, this is a conversation you and I will never have, all right? I just need the door fixed.
Well, how about I do you one better? We got a cabin up by the lake. It's just a little love nest for the lady and me, you know, when we want to spark the old spark from time to time. My gift to you and yours for the night.
So generous, but I'm going to take a pass.
Hey,
thank
Johnny.
You. Jocelyn?
How are you?
Good, good.
Sex
very
life's
good.
In the
very...
crapper. I just offered in the cabin.
That is so not true.
Something was wrong.
Nothing is wrong.
You should take the cabin. I wouldn't want to see your relationship get any worse.
No, our relationship is fine. It's just a privacy
Johnny,
issue.
Johnny,
and
come on, come on, come on, come on. Take the cabin, okay? And, feel free to use the restraints. We keep them under the
thank
bed,
you, so. Thank you, thank you.
Pick a safe word.
Fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We are the internet's comprehensive Shits Creek podcast. Let's
sure.
say.
Yeah.
We go through the entire series, episode by episode, in chronological order. My name is Paul McCambridge. I'm one of your two hosts. And with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk about this episode, episode 5, The Cabin.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The original air date is March 4th, 2015. It's directed by Paul Fox and written by Amanda Walsh. This is the second episode we've come across directed by Fox. He previously directed Don't Worry, It's His Sister, which is... right now, your least favorite episode.
Yeah.
So
we'll see
if this is a better effort.
Yes.
By Paul Fox, in your opinion. I think it's my second favorite episode.
What?
So far.
Don't Worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we've spoken of him previously. If you want more information about him, I guess go back to that episode. Amanda Walsh is an actress, first and foremost. She has 40 acting credits, over 40.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Smallville and Veronica Mars and NCIS. I like this title. This is probably another one of those Canadian TV
mm-hmm.
show titles.
Yeah, they're always great.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Oh, interesting.
She doesn't have many writing credits to her name. And this is the only episode of this series that she wrote, although she worked as a story editor through the entire first two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her. Okay.
All right.
So we're ready to dive right in.
We are.
And let's go.
And you know who was diving right in to start off this whole episode? We kind of, David sort of begins the whole thing by catching Moira and Johnny in an intimate moment, as Johnny referred to it as.
Right.
They were having an intimate moment when he walked in on them. He was completely horrified, said that he saw hell.
Right.
And when he explained to Alexis, all Alexis could say was her trademark, ooh, as she covered her head
right.
because she was still in bed. So, yeah, it was kind of an abrupt start to David's morning, I think.
It's interesting that, we are only 5 episodes in. Never mind. I was going to say it's interesting that this is the first time this would happen in adjoining rooms with
true.
A door with no lock. But also they're an older couple, too. So,
yeah.
You know. But anyway, it's upsetting for the children, especially David.
Of course.
As the one who witnesses it.
Yeah.
Immediately, though, Johnny and Moira run over.
Uh-huh.
They run into their room.
Yes. And try to explain that this is all natural and part, which is even more horrifying as they try to explain it. David, of course, shames them for attempting, or shames Moira, right. I guess, both of them, for attempting that position at 8 a.m.
Right. I think it's Moira that says having sex is not just about having children who grow up to shame you for having sex.
Yes, it was her.
That was pretty great.
No, definitely.
So yeah, so that's the cold open to the show. Yes. And it really does lead into, as I think every episode with the cold open sort of leads you into what the episode is going to be about, or the event, I guess, if we think about the drip and the, the sign, the town sign, the event that sort of brings you into the entire episode or gets it started.
Yes.
Roland is asked to fix the door.
Right.
Johnny goes to Roland's house.
Yes.
Spending more
Which is
time
always
at Roland's
interesting.
House.
Yes. Yeah. Roland has become like his go-to. For things.
Yeah.
A lot.
Does. I mean, he's the mayor of the town.
But really? What does he do as the mayor of the town?
It is weird that they just can't talk to Stevie and try. Well, they did try and get a plumber through Stevie.
Right.
That never
Which
worked
was a
out.
Little
so,
bit of a disaster.
Yeah. So maybe some sort of handyman. Maybe that's not possible. I don't know. Maybe they just don't trust Stevie to do.
And maybe he figured that Roland took his doors earlier, so maybe assumed that he's really good with doors and he would be able to fix and solve this problem.
If you can remove doors, you can fix a lock,
I guess. Right. No, so and plus, like Roland kind of in the beginning said, like, we're going to put you up in this hotel. So perhaps that's why
it's a motel.
It's a motel. Yeah. So maybe that's why they're going to him, assuming like you have given us a home here. So you are the person to help us if we need it, I guess.
Okay. No,
know.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But Roland kind of has a whole different solution. I don't even know if he ever agrees to even do anything with the blocks. I don't think he does. But he has the solution of offering a cabin that he and Jocelyn have by a lake. Somewhere.
Yeah, because, I mean, he intuits that they just want alone time.
Yes.
They want time away from their children.
Yes. Which, if they were my kids, I might want too.
Of course, but it's just so weird.
They've always had alone time away from their kids, though.
Right.
So I guess that makes this even worse, that they are forced
It doesn't make sense to me that he doesn't say, oh, and while you're gone, I'll fix the lock. Like,
because he's Roland. Right. Like, why would he say that? All that thought would not even occur to him because as soon as he heard that, they needed a lock, he just assumed that there were issues in the bedroom for them and that he needed to offer a different solution.
Right. While they're talking, I do like how Jocelyn comes in and she says she doesn't want to see their relationship get any worse.
Yes. But my favorite part is that she is wearing her kitty cat sweatshirt. And this might be is this the first kitty cat sweatshirt we've seen for her? It might be.
Because I know how obsessed you are about that. So I figure if it happened before, we would have
probably. But again, I feel like this is where you start to, like, I don't know. In the beginning, her character was always put together in, like, nicer clothing.
What are you talking about? In the beginning? This is the fifth episode.
I know, but, like, when we first got introduced to her, she seemed, like, just more professional.
I know.
You don't feel the same way about this. But I don't know. I just feel like she was not parading around, although she's in her home for this. So this might be her.
School.
Right.
Yes.
But so maybe this is just a different situation. But I do like that we see she's wearing, you know, she's like a 40-something-year-old, 50-woman in her kitty cat sweatshirt.
But like you said, she's at home. I mean, the other times that we've seen her, she is either entertaining or she's at school.
True, you're right. Or like out at the cafe, out and about in town.
Right. Well, later on, she just starts to wear those cat sweatshirts everywhere.
Right.
But also, that's when she's pregnant.
But why are we talking about this? Because that hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
I like to think that people listening to this have never watched the show and are just like, I'm going to watch each episode before I listen. Mm-hmm. I'm just assuming that the majority of people listening to this are caught up.
Probably.
Maybe I shouldn't assume that, though.
I don't know, though.
Because also, when are people hearing this? Has the final season already aired? So we're not even caught up, really.
Right. True, true. But we should try. Yeah, that's like a spoiler.
Right.
Hold it in.
So Johnny and Moira then go back to the motel, And they're discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of, I mean, I guess he's relaying this information to Moira.
Right.
And she's okay with it. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It is weird,
think she's
though.
A little hesitant. I think she's concerned because it's Roland pretty much assumes this cabin's going to be a hot mess.
They should be concerned.
Right.
Because what sort of cabin would this guy have?
Well, right. Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. They decide to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
I love how they then go to tell their children.
Yes.
I think it's Alexis that says, if you tell me you're pregnant, I'm going to vomit on this floor right now.
Yes, it was. And then they also had the conversation about bringing the wrong baby home from daycare.
Yes.
Because Moira said that Alexis looked Chinese as an infant.
Yes. I have to say, I think that might be my favorite line in this entire series.
It is pretty funny.
I remember the first time I heard that, and that was, I don't want to say it was the turning point, because I enjoyed the show, but
right.
I remember listening to that line and just thinking, this is so great, I can't stop watching this
right.
now.
Yeah, even better than You Get Murdered First, because,
yes! even
I don't know, I still think that one's
I enjoyed that,
favorite.
Yes, but no, the...
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
The fact that she looked
Chinese,
she brought
the wrong
baby
home. Oh, yeah, totally. And I just keep thinking, what about those Chinese parents
right,
that their
exactly.
baby
yes.
got taken home yeah. by some other woman? Like,
and you would assume Moira was probably drunk or high at the time.
Why would Moira even pick her own child
be,
up?
Yeah, right.
Like, that doesn't even
line.
Make
it's
sense.
It's a good line.
But it is
it's
a great
funny.
Line.
Who cares?
Absolutely. Yes.
So when they're leaving, Roland comes and gives audible direction. Like, doesn't write anything down and gives the most insane directions.
Right. Yeah, it's just lots of make a right here, make a left, look for the tree at the fence. Like, and Johnny's like, yeah, I got it. And I'm just thinking, there's no way anybody has that.
You
I don't even know how Roland could go through
right.
and do all that.
You don't have a car. You've never driven
right.
around this area. You don't know anything. He knows how to walk from the motel to Roland's house.
And to cafe.
And cafe.
Yeah. But and
that's it.
About it. Yeah.
But he's fine with it. And I guess they're borrowing his truck, too.
Yes. And they fill it with their nice luggage and everything. And
yes. But he does. He's like, because even Moira says, are you do you understand anything? And it's weird that Johnny's like, yeah, I left at the tree. And
right.
Roland even nods.
He's
like,
yep, you got it. You'll be fine.
I don't foresee any issues at all.
Yeah. That just is foreshadowing that
but honestly,
this is going to be a disaster.
You know, in the day of cell phones, they could just call. Like, it is easy
yeah,
to just
that's
get
true.
Pretty vague directions and be like, I don't know, I'll call you.
But would you want to have to call him?
No.
No, you would.
I think they're trying so hard to spend as little time as possible with Roland.
Well, right. Yeah, they just want to end this conversation and get out of there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then I kind of really love the next scene where we get back to the kids. David has decided that he's going to use Moira and Johnny's room because Alexis's mess is making him anxious.
Yep.
And her bed is literally just a complete and total disaster area. There is stuff everywhere all over it, exploding out from under
it. It's so great because he talks about the mess and she goes, what mess?
What mess?
And I think there's either a cut or the camera just pulls back slightly.
Yes, and you can just see the disaster
like
that's
a perfect
around
line
her.
Between
yes.
their two beds.
Yes.
And of course, hers is a mess.
Of course. So he heads over, gets himself all comfortable in Moira and Johnny's room, and then instantly Alexis is in the room. Like, not even a minute passes.
Yes.
And she comes in and just discusses that she is bored with the town. She misses her friends. She misses her life, which you can totally understand.
Right.
I get that.
And they are one another's source of entertainment continuously. I mean, I think we see her go for a run and do her community service. And maybe sometimes they go to the cafe alone. But
I don't even feel like you see that a lot.
No.
She'll wander in because she'll wander in and talk
after,
to Twyla.
Right, after a run or
something. Yeah, but other than that, she's not, you know, they really are just kind of hanging out with each other. So she gets the idea that she wants to throw a quote-unquote casual motel party.
a tiny casual little motel party.
Which, yeah, is great. So David thinks about this, mm-hmm. But agrees to holding a small games night, six people maximum, because if there's any more than that, gameplay gets too yelly, yes. As he says. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she even agrees, yes, it gets yelly.
Yeah.
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 Does it bother you that they say games night and not just game night?
Oh,
is that a
no,
weird
I guess okay, I didn't really even pick okay. up on it that much. Maybe is that a Canadian thing?
I don't. I like how we constantly just excuse things as it
right,
must be Canadian.
Thing. Yeah, a small games night. Yeah, I guess you would do that if you're playing
multiple games.
Okay. Then it's a games night. If you're just getting right. together and focusing on one, then it's a game
okay.
night. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
It bothered me that they kept saying games night, over and over.
Yeah,
again.
I wasn't really bothered by that. I was okay with that. So they make this agreement to do this.
Right, yes. It is a cut then back to Moira yes. and Johnny. They show
arriving
up
at their cabin.
And it looks really nice.
Yes.
They're super, you know, it's not a rundown garbage shack like I assume that they think it probably would be.
Yes, and Moira is shocked and delighted. Yes. She always says in her Moira kind of
right,
way.
Yes, but there is
how
no
nice it is.
Key. The key is not hidden where Roland said it would
under
be.
The mat, right. Yeah, Roland had told them that. So we discover that, you know, Johnny is crawling through the window, referring to Roland as a moron,
yes.
I think uh-huh. he calls him.
Yeah.
And he ends up ripping his jacket as he crawls through.
But he dusts off his jacket
yes.
and looks at the shoulders like, oh, I can't believe I did that. And
yeah,
of course,
and there's
then we see the back.
A huge rip in the back. Yes. But they are pleasantly surprised
yeah.
when they arrive, when they see, you know, what their little
right.
Digs are going to be for the next night, I guess. They're just planning to spend one evening, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's never discussed that it's going to be
yeah.
any longer than that. That's why, again, we got to get this games night going.
Well,
to,
right.
You know,
yeah, they're limited on time.
Like less than 24 hours. You better hurry up.
Yes.
It's interesting because we go back to
David
talking to Stevie about
yes.
this. They're sitting outside at the
yeah.
cafe.
Yes.
We don't see this a whole lot. They don't do
mm-mm.
that a whole
Most
lot
of their conversation thus far has just been in the hotel.
Well, what I
much.
Mean is sitting, nobody really sits outside the cafe.
Oh, true.
In this show.
Yeah,
you know,
we haven't seen that a lot. You're right.
In
inside
their, yeah.
or walking somewhere maybe. In
yeah, we don't
or,
get a whole lot of exterior
right.
shots.
Right. Yeah. No,
have,
you're right.
That have cast
right.
in them.
Yeah. But this, again, is another. Any conversation between Stevie
oh,
and David
of course.
Is always.
It's pretty great.
Yes, it yeah. really is. They're. You know, the way they play off of each other and,
uh-huh.
and you know, interact in their scenes is really, really awesome. So David is informing Stevie about their games. I'll put an S
mm-hmm.
on the end. Their
sure.
games night.
You should.
And he's just kind of filling her in on, I guess, his rules, his expectations for games night, that there needs to be like an even six. He says for ultimate gameplay. And I mean, he is just completely serious and in perfect Stevie style. She is completely making fun of everything
yes.
that he's saying. You know, because she kind of, he's like, you know, they're trying to look for people that they can have. Because they were sort of
yeah.
keeping count,
well,
and they
think,
needed some
right?
extra players.
Basically, it's, and I don't know. Does he lay out the teams at this point? But I mean, what they're assuming is it's Mutt and Twyla,
uh-huh.
and he and Alexis
right.
and Stevie. So they need
so
one
they need
more
one
person.
More person, right? So they're kind of going through, and she's looking, almost like she's looking through like a little book.
It,
was she?
It did seem like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, almost
but,
like a little address book or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but that's a really
which,
weird thing that she
yeah.
wouldn't just have certain
right.
people that
well,
come to
Well,
I
think
mind.
She kind of said anybody that lives in this town sort of is terrible.
Right,
so,
right.
you know, pickings are slim and everything.
Yes.
But I do like that she asked, you know, are looks important?
Right.
And, you know, and he said, you know, of course. And she's like, well, could we just throw a pageant? And he said, oh, believe me, if there was time, I would. So, yeah. And as they continue talking, you know, I love that Stevie's like, can I be on your team? Because you really sound fun.
Yes.
But as they continue to talk and Stevie.
Because it does sound like, I don't know. I mean, he is very type A.
Oh, yeah. But he starts to sound a little
like... really crazy. Yeah. Like, this is really crazy.
Yeah. Like,
but, to be honest, that's kind of the person I'd want to play games with.
The really crazy person?
Not the really... No, but the person that understands we are here to play games, and this is what we're doing.
So you would not want to play games with Alexis, then, based on...
Probably. I'm just wondering if that is Alexis's. I mean, it's her fault for inviting all those weirdos.
We didn't get there yet, but yeah.
David seems okay to play games, to have a games night. So I would assume Alexis is probably okay to play games with, right?
No, I think her whole plan is.
Well, the rest. She didn't want to do games.
This is not. And I think initially, I think she kind of said to him, like, yeah, we could do a small games night. That would be great because this is just her opportunity to have people over. Like, I don't think she would be up for playing games. I don't think Alexis would have time for that in her life.
Okay.
To sit down and play board games. Like, I don't know that I see that for her.
This is a way to get David on board.
I think maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. No, she does not strike me as the type that wants to sit down and play games. She's like a go out to clubs, party, be out and about.
This whole, it seems like this is a thing they used to do.
But I think he suggested it.
I know, but so she knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think she's a games person. That was
their previous life involved playing games a lot.
No. Maybe his, because I think he was more of a homebody.
I guess. Okay.
Whereas she, no. She was always jetting off to other countries stuck in embassies.
I would want to be on David's team.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I would probably lean more towards Alexis.
I know you'd be like, no games.
I like games. I do like games. But like, I have to be like in a game-playing mood, I think. You know, like sometimes I'm just not feeling a like game playing mood sometimes. All right. That's all.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah. So anyway, but eventually Stevie just gets so completely irritated and kind of put off by David's whole attitude toward the whole thing that she uninvited herself.
Right.
Which now really puts him in a predicament because now he needs two more people instead of just one.
Right. And it does lead to her going back to the office at the motel and him coming in and apologizing for uninviting her. But she said, no, I invited myself.
Right.
And he tells her she can bring anyone she wants.
He re-invites her, right. And tells her to bring one person with her.
Back to the cabin.
Yes.
Very quickly, because Johnny and Moira are sort of looking around the place.
Mm-hmm. And Moira said that, you know, as she continues to kind of marvel over how, like, amazing this cabin is, she said, you know, she was half expecting early Unabomber as the cabin rather than, you know, this lovely little place.
Right.
They check out a picture. That's really great, too. There's a picture there of Roland and Jocelyn with Bob, who Johnny recognizes from town council.
Yes, right.
And his partner, but then they have a debate whether it's his partner or his wife. Right. They were not sure.
They're not sure. Whether,
they could not determine
whether Bob's spouse is a man or a woman.
Or a woman. Yes. So that was kind of their whole debate as they looked at this picture. It was like a fishing picture. Like they were
like
all
canoeing or something.
I don't know. I thought it was like a fishing trip. Okay. I got that. But maybe they
were. They were sitting in a row.
It did look like they were sitting in a row. So maybe it was a boat or that would make sense.
Yeah. It's adorable, though, I guess.
Oh, totally adorable. Yeah.
So now we begin games night.
Oh, yes. Games night.
And Eric is Stevie's guest.
And Eric is Stevie's guest. And the reason he's there is because Stevie used to babysit for him, which also was great. Right. Like, she literally couldn't find anyone else to bring?
No, that's not it. Because even later she says, like, oh, bringing Eric was funnier in theory. she's just doing this on purpose. Like, she's just doing this
to annoy and irritate
David, because I think she's still upset.
Yeah, true.
So Eric is played by Brandon Rollo. Mm-hmm. He only has two other credits to his name outside of Schitt's Creek, but he will reprise his role of Eric two more times in the series. Mm-hmm. so far.
Yeah.
Without season six.
Right. So they all kind of settle in. Alexis mm-hmm. is super excited. I mean, she is like in her element here, playing the host.
Yes.
You know, rushing around to welcome people mm-hmm. and open the door and invite right. them in. And David is kind of like trying to set up the rules. They're going to have a 3-part games night. It's going to end at 10. Like, David has a very clear right. cut exactly what's happening
so
during this time while they're all.
So it is multiple games.
I guess so, okay. Yeah. But then they kind of discover there's a knock at the door, right?
Wait, before these other
people,
trash monsters come in.
Wow.
What is this game? Can you figure out what this game is? Is it almost like a Headbands or something where you...
Yeah,
but
sort of
is like
that. But they're
writing down 10 famous people.
Right.
I don't know.
And they're all... I think they're putting down 10 famous people, putting mm-hmm. them in like a bowl, a hat, whatever.
Okay.
You pick a name and the other people give you clues to guess what it is. So yeah, essentially, it does seem like it is almost like a Headbands. I'm sure there's like a time limit.
Okay. Oh,
you know?
All right.
So
I
do think it almost is like Headbands.
Eric doesn't know who to write down. He asks who he should write down.
Right, yeah.
And at every turn, David's getting more and more aggravated
yes.
with the fact that, well, nobody really wants to do... Right,
right.
Like,
this
nobody
is
really
not
wants
what
to
he
be there.
Planned, and yes. he was anticipating yeah. something completely different than what this
but
is
I do
ending up being.
I don't know. I think Eric's fantastic in this episode. Just
oh,
playing
yeah.
a big, dumb dummy who doesn't know how anything works. He uh-huh. doesn't know who to write down. He asks who he should write down.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't under... What is, does
he's
he
just, like, creepy. Like, he just
right,
kind of
yes.
turns and looks at David, and David uh-huh. is sort of, like, put off by him being, like, right next to him and staring at him. Like,
yes.
he has, like, the flattest personality
yes.
of anyone.
Yeah.
He is. He's a great character, definitely.
So then, as you said, there's a knock at the door.
And I like how they all kind of stop and look around, uh-huh. and David's sort of, like, looking and... counting
oh, yeah.
almost, like realizing, like, wait a minute, there's six people
David
here.
Seems instantly
what's
nervous,
going
like,
on?
Oh, no, because in his mind, this games night has already started.
Yes.
And this is all it's going
to
be.
And there's six people, and it needs to be over by 10. So he is yeah. immediately stressing
of
out
course.
About this. But then they discover that Alexis may have, I think is how she put it, mm-hmm. I may have invited some more people.
Yes. And it's 3 random dudes.
I feel like these are the guys that were probably at the party.
I'm sure they were at that
yeah.
tailgating
Their
party.
Tailgate party, yes. Like, they seem like they would have been hanging out there.
Right.
Because Stevie knew them.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
they came in.
Yeah,
like, she knew. So it was,
I mean, Stevie knows
it was Dane.
Everybody. I mean,
yeah.
It's
well, right.
It's
she's lived
really
in the
town,
all, it seems
yes,
like, her
yeah.
whole life.
Dane
but,
is the only one who gets a name.
Yes. Yes.
And a speaking role.
Yes. And
but they show up with, like, a bottle of booze and,
there's
an entire keg.
There's a keg in the truck.
Right.
Do we know anything about Dane?
We know Dane. His name is Mishka.
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 I like that. Mishka. He doesn't look like a Mishka.
Thebod.
Wow, it gets better.
Yeah. He's yeah. got a lot of credits. Some we've talked about before, so I think he's just been in other shows with other cast
okay.
members.
I think they do tend to pull a lot of people. You know, I think it's
yes.
like a small circle that they pull people from,
exactly.
which is not a bad thing.
Oh,
it works,
right,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. So he was in 12 Monkeys and Dark Matter, mm-hmm. and most recently he's in an Amazon Prime superhero show, The Boys.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that, but okay.
Well, yeah. So he's in that,
yeah.
which is a pretty big, pretty popular show.
Okay.
That's on right
Except
now.
With me, because I've never heard
Except
of it.
Except with you.
Yeah.
Well, it's superhero stuff.
Well, right.
I don't think
it's
not
my thing.
You're not going out of your way to like,
no.
Oh, well, I wonder what new superhero right. show Amazon's putting out.
True.
Okay, so this is, yeah, so it's all out of control, and David's totally
just freaking
done.
Out. He, yeah, he cannot
mm-hmm.
even function. But then again, we, of course, get back to Moira and Johnny's
right,
story
back to
line.
The cabin.
Yes.
Yes. So they've had sex, and Johnny goes to get food and more wine.
Yes.
And of course.
Of course.
It's not Roland's cabin.
No, like, of course it's not.
Because he just walks out.
Right.
And Bob and his wife.
Which
we
find out.
We
she introduces herself. Her name is Gwen.
And they were just sitting out in the living room on the couch
just
reading.
Just like reading magazines. Just hanging
think,
out.
Mm-hmm, I guess, as they put it, waiting for them to finish
yes.
up.
Yes.
And I think, isn't it Bob that says, like, it looked like you had a little bit of
trouble getting started. Yes, trouble getting started. And they figured he didn't need the extra pressure.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we know anything about Gwen?
We do. Gwen
is her first appearance.
Mm-hmm. Gwen's name is Marilyn Bellefontaine. That is something.
Yeah.
She's done nothing but Schitt's Creek.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. No other credits to her name. Again, this is via IMDb, who only talks about TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
But she's, so far, she's been Bob's wife in 17 episodes.
Okay. Wow.
Which really ramps up late.
Yeah.
This is her only appearance in season one.
Okay, yeah.
And I think she's got one more in season two, but then,
then she pops up more.
I guess, maybe she's one of the Jazza gals?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, she might be.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Right.
So then, of course, all of a sudden, they kind of realize, oh my gosh, this is really awkward. We're in completely the wrong cabin, wrong place.
Right, yes.
You know, and then everything starts to make sense that there was no key under the mat. Uh-huh. And, you know, Bob even kind of says, like, gives them, Roland's cabin is the other way. And he starts going through, like, all the same type of crazy Schitt's Creek-like directions where you talk about how to get places.
So games night is finally done as far as David's concerned.
Totally. Yeah, like but he and Alexis kind of have a whole back and forth argument. Like, she's pretty much saying, like, if you can't handle this, why don't you go? You know, she is not having it. She is not about to get rid of anybody who is extra that came to this party, which again is why I kind of feel like she agreed to a games night, but knew ultimately this is not going to be a games night.
This is what she wanted to do.
Yes, it was all about her and what she wanted.
Yeah, and I appreciate the fact that she wanted him to be a part of this. She didn't just say, hey, I'm gonna throw a party
which would have been
our room
pretty easy,
just so you know, which would have been easy because you don't need to trick him into doing this. I don't know,
but I guess maybe he would have been resistant even if he wasn't room. He would have been resistant, so this was sort of her way.
He wouldn't have, I think he probably would have tried to stop her from doing this had he known what was going to happen.
So this was her kind of manipulative
way. But maybe
way.
If he knew, maybe he could have prepared, you know, take his mattress off the bed or something and drag it in. Because right before he leaves, I think Dane's like playing with his eye cream or something. Because he just turns around and goes, Dane, put that down and get off my bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but that's it. And then he storms off into Johnny and Moira's room.
But there's still, no, there was like other great lines in there. Because Alexis, in the middle of their whole argument, she basically says to everybody, every time the vein in my brother's eye twitches, we drink.
Right.
And then she goes on. I mean, this argument between them, she really said she called him an old woman.
Right.
She said, we are in this boring town and I am just trying everything I can do to make the best of it. And meanwhile, she's calling it this boring town where there's nothing to do. Everybody that lives in the town is sitting there, you know, watching this. And yeah, and that's when David kind of gets completely fed up. Yes, Dane is on his bed. Yeah. He said, nobody get on my bed and nobody throw up. That's like his last line as he leaves. But then, of course, Alexis has no regret or no feeling sorry for any of that. And she basically says to everyone, his eye just twitched five times, so drink up, bitches.
Right.
So, I mean, she's just in it to celebrate and good, he's gone.
You're much better about writing down.
I know. That's because there's so many things that they say that I love.
I'm frantically just trying to keep track of what's happening.
I know. Well, it's so much, like we've said, it does move quickly. And there's a lot of, you know, we do cut back and forth in scenes. But any of the interactions and the lines that Alexis and David have, I love them all. So I think that's why I'm like, I have to talk about them because I love them.
No, we need to start doing a better job of pausing episodes to write stuff down so we don't lose, you know. Huge chunks of this.
Yeah. But because then instantly, like after he, you know, leaves and in a huff and everything, we get back to Johnny and Moira, who are then quickly
getting out of the cabin as fast as they can.
Yeah. They're pretty embarrassed. They also say, like,
they're very embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I do like, because this is when Bob kind of digs it. They've been nothing but polite.
Yes.
But when he can't get out because the door's locked, Bob's like, yeah, we keep the door locked.
To keep people, strangers don't come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a good dig by Bob there at the end. But again, like, it's, I don't know. Everybody, they're embarrassed, of course. It's not Roland's cabin. This is all pretty terrible. But boy, it's just another instance of everybody in this town just being really nice.
Yeah.
Just nice and fine with everything.
Yeah, Bob's just like, oh, we don't want to bother you. Right. We just figured we'd hang out here. Like, who does that, you know?
I just love how they're just reading. They're just sitting there reading.
Yeah, like not even really conversing. No. Or I mean, maybe they were before he walked out. I don't but know. Yeah. They're not like carrying on a conversation or anything that gets interrupted. So then, of course, so that's kind of the end of their whole cabin experience. So then we cut back to all the kids back at the motel having their party. Stevie kind of then comes in and tries to appeal to David.
Yeah, because we don't really see the party anymore. Mm-hmm. We're now in Moira and Johnny's room and David's just reading.
Right, yeah.
And Stevie comes in. Mm-hmm. She appears to have had a little bit to drink and she apologizes for inviting Eric.
Yeah. She also refers to, sorry about their domestic. David and Alexis is domestic, which is a great way to put it. But Stevie kind of says, she apologizes for bringing Eric. She says she really needs him because she really doesn't like any of the people that are in that room. Her team is losing.
What are they playing? Pictionary or something?
We just said it was the name.
Oh, it's not a different game. I thought she said that they were playing Pictionary or charades or something.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't remember.
It's okay. Yeah. Maybe they are. I just find it bizarre games that continued to go on after he left.
I don't. I think. You mean that they were continuing to play? Yeah. I guess so.
I thought that would just devolve into drinking and loud music and just dancing around. Okay. Like, I love
so maybe Alexis is up for playing games because they were still playing. You know what else we forgot to completely mention? How annoyed they were getting. I mean, this was sort of back like before David stormed out because Twyla couldn't get Mother Teresa. Remember? They kept saying she's a mother. She's a mother. And Twyla's just sitting there like guessing these random things. Forgot. I did too. And I can't even believe.
We totally forgot. We got an example of the game. That's
yes. And that was our example, how we knew what they were playing.
Asking what the game was, of course.
Yes. Okay. So she had Mother Teresa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're totally. Yeah. She had no clue.
And Mom basically gives it to her.
Well, right. Because they said she's a mother and she has your cousin's name. Somebody's name. Your aunt's name.
Right. Yes.
And then she said, what? Teresa, and then she's like, oh, Mother Teresa, which then David freaks out about that because that's not how you play the game. You're breaking the rules. You can't give her all that information. So, yes, that is, though, how we discover what they're playing.
Yeah, but David does not want to go back in. He seems a little intrigued. Mm-hmm. They're still playing games.
Yeah.
So he kind of you can tell he wants to go back in, but he does say that he's really embarrassed about the way that he acted and the way that he blew up and... You know, but and Stevie assures him that
everybody's
way too
drunk
to
even
remember.
Any of that. Yeah.
So he does.
And she also tells him, don't look at that stain on your bed either as he's coming back in.
So now, I hope this doesn't happen a whole lot when we watch these shows, because for whatever reason, I didn't see the end of this. I remember the end vaguely from having seen it before, but I had to go and I don't know. Put our children to bed or something.
I don't
know. So I left you alone with the
ending. Oh my gosh, so it's me. Okay, I'll take it on because the ending is great.
Right, no, I know what happens. I don't just beat for beat. I don't quite remember. So,
No, the ending is great. We come back and everything's kind of, there's really like no more mention of the party or anything like that.
So there's no collateral damage to
I guess not.
Like
there's, I don't think there's any sort of acknowledgement of that.
All right.
And when we kind of come back in, we find that Johnny is, because Roland certainly didn't attach any or fix any kind of lock. So he's there with a screwdriver and he's attaching like a chain, like one of those chain locks onto the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he and Moira kind of do like this little like romantic,
back
like
and
back and forth role play and everything.
Right. Which they also do at the cabin when she was out in the
rain. Yes.
Quote unquote rain.
Yeah. And they kind of put on like their weird little like southerny
accent
kind of thing.
His accent is really
strange. Odd, yeah. Yeah, so they kind of go back into their little role play, their romantic role play and everything. Alexis is yelling, like, where's my mask? I need my mask. I guess she had some kind of, you know, like cream face mask or whatever that she needed. And they had the door locked. And, of course, Alexis just walks right in the door. The lock completely breaks off. And then she basically just turns around and walks back out. Oh, so their whole plan, his whole plan and thinking he has this lock so secure.
I like how he's completely trying to put apart. Chain lock on here. That seems like the dumbest type of lock to put on.
But it's probably the only kind he can
like
do.
A few inches.
I don't think he's real handy.
Yeah. Oh,
so that's probably the simplest lock that he could do. Like,
right. You don't need
to
get inside the door to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes
sense. Which is weird, though. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't hang out at a lot of motels. Do motels always have adjoining rooms? I don't know. But anytime you're in, like, a hotel and have an adjoining room, which we have done at times, everybody can lock their own side.
Well, no, I know. I'm assuming the biggest problem is that the lock just doesn't work.
It's just broken. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Motel adjoining rooms.
I don't know.
I don't even know that that's a feature.
I don't
motel.
Know either.
Like, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it's just everywhere. Hotels, motels. That's all.
I guess. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense that anywhere you stay, you might need to have an adjoining room.
Sure, there's some spillover and you got to throw your kids somewhere.
Right. Or, you know, other members of your party.
You're right.
So, yeah.
Plus adjoining rooms, that makes for a fun party then, too. That way then you can just open
totally.
The door.
You can open the door and just spill out into
That's
both.
That's right.
Yes.
So that is the end.
It is the end.
Of the episode.
Yes. Yeah, when she breaks that lock, that's just like the epitome of, you know, you are never going to have any sort of privacy again.
Right, yes.
With these children living next to you.
Wow, this is so great.
So at the end of each episode, we rank our episodes from best to least best. So The Cabin, Carla, would you bring this episode as a Games Night guest? Or would you leave it at home?
I don't know. I do. I'm going to have a really hard time. Like, are we going to rank these by season?
Nope. We're doing them all.
I don't know if I can do that.
I think at some point you just kind of start sliding things in where you think it works. This is not science here.
I know, but I really feel like I need to, like, really think and decide.
No, I want you to give it thought, and I would hope that, you know, listeners, anybody who disagrees with us or agrees with us, you know, go on to our Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram and certainly let us know what you think about our rankings, but I don't think it's personal preference. That's it.
Oh, I know. It's just hard. You know, it's hard for me to decide.
I know. And as stressed out as you are about this,
I'm like David, stressed out.
I don't even know how you're going to do this.
I
you're
going to
lose
don't,
sleep over this?
I will.
You're
going to
be rearranging things?
Yeah, no. It will be challenging. And I think the hardest part is just that I love all of them for so many different reasons. And that's what it is. Like, it's hard to put one episode above another because I love them all. And then I feel like I'm, you know, like not being fair to an episode.
Oh my God. All right. So right now, okay, let's
we have to right now. Well, I can say mine and say where I'll put it in. Should I do that?
Yeah, that's fine. So, now, I think we're going to reach a point where there's no sense in running down what our list is going to be. I'd say by the time we get to, you know, halfway through season one, I don't think there's any reason to read them out. But now, this is only the fifth one we've done. So if you'd like to read your...
Yeah, I kind of have, I have episode one and episode two, and then I jump to four, and then I jump back to three, and I think I would probably just put this one, like, at the end, like, as my fifth rating.
As your least favorite.
It's not my least favorite.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess.
All right. Okay, that's fine.
Because there's just other things that I really love about some of the other ones that are still jumping out
to me. No, and right now I have episode one, episode three, episode two, and episode four. Bad Parents is my least favorite. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to put this right above Bad Parents. So I think this is low on my list too, because I like everything about the Games Night. I don't really like the Cabin stuff. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, the Games Night
that.
Is great.
Oh,
the
Games Night's fantastic. Yep. And I
love all the Stevie David interaction in this episode.
Yes, of course. But it's It's an episode where I feel like they're just trying to shove as many characters in that games night as possible. Like I said, I enjoyed Stevie's choice of guest. I thought he was great. Right. But it's weird that Twilight gets some funny stuff to say, but Much just kind of sitting there. Like he's just...
Yeah, he's not super active.
There, right. And you don't even get, like, can't you build some sort of weird tension with he... and Alexis or something. You know what I mean? Like, they probably could have done that. I'm not saying it would have made it better.
I guess so.
It just seemed like, we have characters on set. Let's put them in this room because we need enough people for a party.
Yeah. He was probably... But I guess it would make sense. Like, if you're thinking about Mutt as a character, I can't see him being super into games. And
no. You know. No. But I'm just, you know, if you're using a character, you should use that character. Yeah. I mean, they're using...
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're using Bob way more than Mutt and probably even Twilight. But, again, I don't want to get too in the weeds with why this is low. But, okay. So... Next time, in 2 weeks if you guys are listening to this in real time, remember our episodes will come out every 2 weeks. We are talking about episode 6 of season 1, Wine and Roses.
Great episode.
So until then, have a great 2 weeks. Yes. We'll talk to you soon.
Warmest regards.